much. Thank you, Megan. So, yeah, if you can all see and hear me, we'll go ahead and get started. It is 2:04, and this is the special meeting for the Slate Canyon Public Infrastructure District. I'm at the anchor location here, which we established for today's meeting is the Provo Rec Center, Classroom A. Also present in the meeting, it looks like we've got a conference room full of the Lennar folks. Could you guys identify yourselves?
Ben Godfrey, Seth Townsend,
Camden Walt,
BJ Ryan.
Okay, all right. Well, looks like everyone's here, so we definitely have a quorum. We can declare a quorum. Also present, we have Austin Murray from the Connection Group, Brendan Campbell from Pinnacle, and Megan Murphy, also from WBA, and myself. So with that, we'll go ahead and get started. The first item on the agenda is, well, what we just did, the seconds to the preliminary action items. Very first, we can go ahead and take a look at the agenda for today. Are there any changes or anything anyone wants to add to today's agenda?
Nope.
All right. With that, then I'll accept a or entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented. And if you could say your name, it helps for my records because it's hard to tell who's talking in that conference room.
Thank God for your motion to approve.
There a second?
Second, Seth Townsend.
Thank you. Next, we'll just ask, well, I guess all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll move on to item B. And that's confirming, are there any new conflict of interest disclosures that anyone would like to make pertaining to this meeting today or district items? Okay, there being none, we'll move on to item three, which is public comment. I don't have any members of the public here with me. I mean, I thought they'd be knocking down the doors to get in, but I'm by myself. Anyone there at the location with you guys at the Slate Canyon? Or sorry, at
Nope.
the Lennar?
No.
Okay, and I don't see anyone else online, so we'll go ahead and move on to action items. 4A is to consider approval of the minutes from the April 15th meeting. And I'll try to pull these up. I think it's my screen's being a little bit wonky. Let's see if I can move this over. And this was in the packet, but here we have the meeting minutes. This is from April 15th. Anything anyone wants to add to those meeting minutes?
No.
Not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the meeting minutes from April 15th.
Camden Wall, motion to approve.
Ben Godfrey, second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
So noted. Okay, we'll move next to consideration of the approval of the acceptance resolution number one. This is the cost acceptance resolution. And with that, Austin, I'll turn it over to you to describe or answer any questions anyone has about the cost acceptance resolution.
Perfect. As you guys have in the packet, we had our first cost certification report that just came in shy of $2 million. Of course, Brennan had also mentioned there's about 1.5 eligible or in the prop capital projects fund that is allowed to be reimbursed back to you guys. So this cost cert will take care of that. BJ, I think I had sent you an email a couple hours ago. Wanted to check on one item that we'll need for this piece, the proof of the bond with Provo City. Did you happen to receive that?
Received your email? Yes.
Cool.
Received from Provo? No.
Okay.
And I want to just jump in here and support Austin's request for the bond. Once the districts, or the district, excuse me, pays Lennar all this money, the district will have no money to complete these improvements and no way to guarantee that Lennar won't walk away from the project. So the only thing that we need is that guarantee, which comes from that bond. So I hope that makes sense and why it's so important that we get proof that that's been posted. Austin, I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
Well, to help you, the reason it's not being posted is because we're not agreeing to the terms that they want. So we're trying to work. It isn't, I wouldn't, let me rephrase that. Our bonding entities do not agree with the terms that Provo City uses in their bond language. So we are working through that. And if we can't come to resolution on the verbiage, then we'll have to post cash. So it isn't a matter of, hey, it's not on our, it's not a focus for us. We have something to work through. So my only comment would be, if you're concerned about the position that this puts the PID in, then we should manage accordingly. Does that make sense? Because we're not going to have this next week, this guarantee. So just want to make sure you understand the how, the why, and where we're at.
How far out do we think we are before we get that resolved?
Like everything there next week. I mean,
Could be next week, it could
we've
be
been,
a
yeah, we've
month.
been chewing through it probably for, I don't know, I think we've been talking about this for like 8 weeks. So it doesn't, like,
Is it
it doesn't
progressing at
happen
all?
every day. What's that?
Does it progressing? Does it seem like they're getting closer to a resolution, or is it just kind of sitting there?
No, we, I mean, the ultimate resolution is Treasury comes back and says, gentlemen, we've tried everything we can. We will not be able to provide you a letter of credit, and then we'll just have to post the
Post
cash.
the cash in that case.
So does that make sense? That it isn't that we don't want to have it, we just have something to work through. And I don't, I guess my question is, the statement that you just made and the statement that I've made, do we need to stop something?
I'm thinking on the fly with Austin's help here. We could do a letter agreement between now and when the bond is posted. If you feel like it's going to definitely be posted, I don't know, Brendan, if you also have any comments or thoughts. I think you understand the position the PID is in, paying for improvements that haven't been accepted by the city. There's no guarantee you will complete those improvements. Flanar walks away. How will they get completed?
Right. Yes. But yes, and then the caveat to that is the more work we complete, the less we're going to post in any form of guarantee. Because like you say, the city will say, oh, this work is installed, and we do accept it. So I agree it's a little fuzzy. I'm just not quite sure. What do we do? Are you saying we can work around this with some sort of letter? Or should we just.
I think we can work around it with an agreement between the PID and Lennar that says, you'll do this. If you don't do it, you'll still promise to finish building the improvements, just like a basic outline of that agreement. Meaning
Okay.
you'll come to some arrangement with Provo, whether
Okay.
that's cash, whether it's a bond. But I want to hear what Austin thinks too.
No, I think that's most likely our best course of action. Whether
I
it's the
mean,
yeah, whether the bond or whether it's that cash payment, we'll get a letter in the interim.
you want us to have our council draft something, or are you folks going to draft something?
I'll draft something and I can work with Shane to get it across the finish line.
Okay. That Shane Orr, right?
Yep, Shane or your council.
Perfect. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, and
That works.
I don't have any concerns with that course of action.
I'm sorry, Brendan, did you say something?
I was just saying I don't have any concerns with that course of action.
Okay. And then I think what that would bring us to then is we'll consider approval of the acceptance resolution. So I'll entertain a motion that and we'll if that's approved, it'll be approved pending final legal What final legal review?
All right. Motion to approve pending final legal review.
Is there a second?
Oh, Ben Godfrey said that. Sorry.
Motion to second, Camden Wall.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so that cost acceptance resolution number one is accepted and is approved pending final legal review. And that'll take us down to number five, administrative non-action items. As always, we're here to remind you about the Open and Public Meetings Act training, if you haven't done that again this year. And is there any other business that anyone would like to bring up or any questions anyone has? If not, we'll move to the probably most important part of this meeting, and that is I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn, Seth Townsend. Second, Ben Godfrey.
All in favor?
Hi.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll work with you to
Thank
get
you.
signatures and everything that we talked about today worked out. If you have any questions, reach out. Thanks, everyone.
All right,
Thank
thanks.
you all.
Thanks all.
I'm off to the swimming pool.
Have fun.
Have a great weekend.